You've got to tune to 90.3 FM KEXP in Seattle worldwide. Streaming at kexp.org. I'm Kevin Cole. This is the afternoon show. Just heard some Stereo Lab from Switched on Stereo Lab, Super Electric, the group, and Au Revoir Simone, all plugged in, ready to go. Good afternoon.
Hey.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
It's great having you here. You're playing at Numo's tonight and then up in Vancouver tomorrow night. Mind playing a couple songs?
Actually, no.
You do.
We'd love to.
It would be our pleasure.
Thank you.
This one's called Anywhere You Looked.
Anywhere your luck was right. Brooklyn Trio, Au Revoir, Samoan, live in studio here, KEXP. Probably a good thing you didn't call yourselves Mecca Lecca High, Mecca Heine Ho.
Or Samoan's
good
big
call.
Butt.
Yes, yes. Assuming you took your name from that great moment in Pee-wee's Big Adventure where Samoan's off to fulfill her dreams, hopping on a bus to
Indeed.
Paris.
We did.
So is there any confusion? Do you run into folks that think you're French?
Oh my gosh.
Especially all French people.
And people often think that our name has to do with like
Simone, you know, de Beauvoir, yeah. Nina Simone.
Nina Simone.
Or actually in French there's an expression called en voiture Simone, which is kind of like let's go. It means get in the car, Simone.
Oh, cool.
And so everybody thinks it's a play on that when we go to France, or they're like, who is this Simone? And so you're trying to explain the character of Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee wasn't big there.
No, he wasn't.
No, not
but
at all, really.
Every single American you meet totally understands it, totally gets it. I mean, provided they're over 18.
Of a certain generation.
Right, right.
But,
yeah.
I mean, you know.
I think there's a Pee-wee comeback on the horizon.
Yeah.
I hope so.
We're orchestrating it.
So just heard two songs from the new record, Still Night, Still Light, Night of Wands. It's amazing how catchy two hand claps can be. It's awesome. And Anywhere You Look before that, your third album and your third on your own label. So is... I guess in the first place, what inspired you to start a label and do it yourselves?
It really happened organically. Like we were a label from the very beginning, where we were just burning CDs of our music and selling them at shows, and that was like the extent of it. And then it grew into getting distribution and hiring publicity and marketing, and it's, I don't know, it just kind of happened. We're all like really capable and involved and like working together, so that's kind of how it all came to be.
Is there any desire, or maybe you already have put out music from other bands on your label?
It's definitely a desire, but unfortunately this takes up more than 100% of our own time, so we have to wait until we either retire or take a little mini Au Revoir Simone break, I think,
or
before we're able to
help us out.
Yeah,
you can't do too much. Got to have fun while you're doing it.
We don't want to mess up anybody's career by
accident. Erica, would you mind introducing the band?
Sure. Yeah, my name's Erica. I play keyboard. And then there's Heather D'Angelo, or I'm Erica Forster. Then there's Heather D'Angelo, and she's our drum mastermind and also plays keyboard, a Korg. And then Annie Hart is over on Casio.
Again, welcome.
So all keyboards.
And it looks like all kind of older vintage keyboards. I'm not sure, but is that the case?
It's about 50-50.
Yeah.
Actually, this setup that we have right now for the radio station is all of our most modern gear. I think the only old thing we have is my Casio, which is from 1983.
Wow. Is it hard to travel with the vintage gear?
Yeah, there's all kinds of... I used to have like travel with an Omnicord, and based on what country we were in and like the power circuit, there was all kinds of out of tuneness and things that would change, and Annie just had a disaster.
My Casio broke in Washington, D.C., and this one that I'm playing was actually bought for me by a fan who brought it to a show.
That
because
so
I put
nice.
Out yeah. some that oh, Twitter and
brought
Facebook.
Brought it to the show. Like
brought
to
it
you,
to the show.
To the rescue.
Thank you, Joshua.
Yeah. So thanks, Joshua, for that. But also, when we first started, Heather used to play all the vintage drum machines that we sample from now onto this Roland SPDS, and she would sit down, and she almost looked like our secretary, and she had this big, or telephone operator, and she had a big pile of old wooden boxes with drum machines, and she would be frantically pressing the buttons and singing and turning the knobs.
Because all of our layers are, mm-hmm. I mean, all the drums are not just like we press play, they're a bunch of layered beats, yeah, and yeah. I'd be layering them in real time as we were playing and trying to sing, and they're so glitchy. I mean,
like
the girls would turn to me.
The temperature in the room yeah. would affect the tempo.
They would always turn to me being like, this is really slow. And yeah, it's like, well, it wasn't when I first turned it on. Yeah. And then now it is 10 minutes later. So.
It's fun, though. It's
when you start out, you don't know like how fast electrons can move through wire based on the temperature will affect your performance.
Yeah, it's all a mystery, right?
It is.
Especially people assume that electronic instruments, you know, are stable or something. Not like a... Yes. So have you found certain kind of interest in pockets of the world as opposed to other areas like...
We did find that in the beginning. I think we originally had interest like Japan, Sweden, France. And these days it's... I don't know. I think that there's like... We have sweet fans kind of all over.
Yeah. Pockets are found, I mean, sometimes, like, we didn't really know till we got to Portugal or Istanbul that we had fans there, you know, and that was...
A lot of them.
Yeah, a lot. It was really nice.
You got off the plane and there was, like, mobs at the airport.
Singing along at our to all the lyrics at our shows, yeah. That was pretty much the
I hear that a lot, that that's pretty fulfilling to
it's
look
so
out
fulfilling.
And see. That's cool.
Yeah, especially since we just put out an album and you know that the people that you see, like the few people in the audience that already have like every single lyric memorized, like those are your people. That's, you know, yeah. I always make a special point to like wave to them and be like, oh, you know the words. That's really sweet.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Tell me about the performance you did recently with David Lynch. What I heard about it sounded really interesting.
Well, did we do something recently?
We did two performances with him. One was, I think, 3 years ago, and it was at a bookstore in New York. And he was on a book tour, and they have a weekly event where they pair authors with artists, and we had sort of never been able to make it, but then when we found out that David was going to be reading, we sort of made the time quickly, and so he would read and we would play, and there was interviews in between, and from then it turned out he actually really liked our band and became one of our biggest, most vocal supporters, and so we're really grateful to him for enjoying our music and telling everybody about it. And then he invited us to Paris to play at his art exhibition there at Fondation Cartier, and that was really fun. We got to play on a recreation of the Eraserhead set. Like, there's a stage in Eraserhead in the movie, like
nice.
A movie theater,
yeah,
and we got to play
magic.
On the stage. And that was really fun. And it's just really nice to have such a dedicated person. I always say this, but he sort of started as an artist with a vision to make movies, and he just did whatever he could do to make that happen. Like, he even had like, to get a paper out in order to finish Eraserhead, and it wasn't to become famous. It was just because he had an idea in his head and he wanted to do it. And I feel like that's so inspiring for us, because we just like what Eric was saying about starting our record label, we just did what had to get done just because we thought, well, if somebody wants to buy our CD, we'll have to silkscreen them and burn them and figure it out and just like go and sell them. And it's just a nice sort of parallel that we find an inspiration for us.
Yeah, that's a great story. And also, it's cool to be open to these interesting sort of collaborations or people that might come forward who are fans of your music. There's sort of been throughout the band's history a tie-in to some fashion things, like you've done live soundtrack for a show before in Paris, and I wanted to ask about this Japanese designer, Mina Perhonen,
mm-hmm.
I get that right?
Mm-hmm.
Who did she design outfits?
That's the name of the company is that, but the actual designer is a man, his name's Akira, and I think what happened is the guy who runs our Japanese record label, his wife is a huge fan of this designer. And so it was kind of this dream collaboration that we didn't know a whole lot about. But when we arrived, they had arranged for us to like sort of wear the clothes on stage. And so for a couple of tours, we just wore their clothes. But it's a very incredible company. It's mostly like handmade items. And just I used to be a textile designer. So for me, it's super fascinating seeing these like hand embroidered things, and just I don't know, in Japan I just find it really inspiring the amount of like detail and love is put into a lot of things that are made there, so
Like your music. Au revoir, Simone, live in studio here, KEXP. Do you mind playing a couple more songs?
You see, we're in the middle of somewhere.
thank you. Au revoir, Simone, live in studio here, KEXP, a couple tracks live from the new record, Still Night, Still Light, Take Me As I Am, or All, and All, or Nothing. And again, thank you much.
Thank you so much for having us.
Numos tonight and tomorrow night at Richards, on Richards in Vancouver. So do you have a crazy, crazy summer ahead?
Kind of.
We're really excited. We have 2 weeks left more of our U.S. tour, and then we're going to Europe for some festivals, which is really exciting. And we love playing in Spain and Portugal, so it's pretty cool because we didn't get to go there last time we went to Europe last month, so we're going to see that. And England, we haven't been there in a while. Yeah. So.
And then we go to Japan in the fall.
And Korea for the first time.
Which we're really excited about.
Which, you know, with the nuclear testing thing, I'm getting a little nervous about, but... it's good to see it while we go.
Whenever we get the Japan tour booked, I just pretty much spend months thinking about it every single day when we're going to get, like, it's like a countdown.
What about
it? Everything. I don't know.
We get treated so well in Japan. Pretty much every other day we get to go to the Japanese baths. I don't know if you know about them, but they're these sort of sex segregated bathhouses where, like, you can bathe in sake tubs or there's these, some of them have these slate sort of beds with hot waterfalls going underneath you
outside,
and you lay out under the stars
and the steam rises.
Oh, it's amazing. And then they have food there
and
everything.
Tea,
so
sushi.
It's not really about the playing, I guess. It's more about the food and the bathing.
And we have really nice fans
there. Yeah.
It's true.
Well, that sounds fantastic. It's awesome. Au revoir, Simone. Thank you again so much for playing this afternoon. Appreciate that.
Things we've always wanted to come here, so we're really happy. So
welcome anytime. Thanks to Kevin Suggs on sound and Jack and Janice. This is the afternoon show. Kevin Cole here with you on KEXP Seattle.